Trump endorse Kelly Tshibaka advances to general election. First step in breaking the Murkowski monarchy's grip. By Wendell Hussebo on August 17, 2022. Trump endorse Kelly Tshibaka on Wednesday advanced from the Alaskan Republican primary to the general election against incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK. Tshibaka is only trailing the 21-year incumbent in Tuesday's primary by 3.3 points. 40.4 to 43.7%, with 69% reporting. Tshibaka and Murkowski will face off again in the November general election, according to Alaska's election rules. Tshibaka's success in progressing to round two closely behind Murkowski is just the first step in breaking the Murkowski monarchy's grip on Alaska, Tshibaka said in a release statement early Wednesday morning. After 21 years in the Senate, in a seat she was appointed to by her father which she funds with dark money from outside our state, Lisa Murkowski cares more about her status with the Washington, D.C. insiders than she does about what the people here at home think, Tshibaka said. Tonight's results also demonstrate that voters have clear choices. We already know that Murkowski says one thing in Alaska and then does the complete opposite in D.C. and we know that people on both sides of important issues, like abortion and the Second Amendment, can't trust her because she's always speaking out of both sides of her mouth, Tshibaka added. We will prevail together in November as a team, the challenger said. I look forward to the next 3 months of conversations with Alaskans, and to a great victory on November 8. Tshibaka told Breitbart News on Saturday that Alaska is a very conservative state, which does not line up with Murkowski's agenda. About 54% of Alaskans vote for the Republican candidate, she explained. President Trump won by double digits in 2020, despite being outspent almost 2-1 by our Democratic candidate. Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, our other Republican senator, won by 13 points. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.